Donahue, Nina Gerber and Chris Webster, and Dave Stamey. And for the first time, the Portland Folk Music Society is offering season ticket packages at prices below single show rates, either online or at the door. For more information, go to the website kboo.fm and look on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Listening to KBOO Portland. That was Counterspin. Up next, Bread and Roses. My name is Lady Monty, and we've got a very special episode coming up for everybody tonight. Say hello to the Mama Bear, Heather Robinson. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, what we got going over here? Hello, hello?
I'm here.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Hi, hi.
Hi, hi.
Can you hear me?
Oh my gosh. There you are.
Here.
You're here. You're on the airwaves.
This is crazy.
Wow. How does it feel?
I'm honored, actually. Thank you.
Thank you. This one right here. And this one down here. This is typical lady behavior. This is so ladylike, I guess you could say. Keep talking.
What do I say?
Mic check, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Yeah.
1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, learning experiences. Wow, how often do you get a chance to teach moms something?
We have to stay teachable.
Yeah.
No matter what.
True. Professional, non-expert. You're talking to one.
Master of none.
Yeah. True.
Except love.
Yeah. Oof. I don't know about that. Still figuring that one out.
Well, it's all a path and a process.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, how do we introduce ourselves? How do we introduce what's happening right now to the peoples?
Mm-hmm. What's happening with me?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm rediscovering myself.
Wow.
Yeah, and making sure that I'm clear about who I am and who I want to be in the world and that it's for the highest good.
Okay, cool. How are you achieving that?
Truth. Being truthful to myself.
Okay. There are some truths out there. There are some truths.
But I think the truth is like inner truth.
Yeah.
That's where it all begins.
Okay.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Gratefulness.
Mm.
And then it grows from there, because once you can forgive yourself, you can forgive everyone else, and love just begins to grow for you. Self-love, that falling in love with yourself.
Yeah. Journeys, all about those journeys, inwards.
Mm.
Well, it's perfect, because I'm all about the journeys. It's kind of what my other show is about, Lighthouse Sessions, as well. It's about spotlighting the artistic discovery, because I think everybody could use a little boost, use a little inspiration on that journey. And it's, you know, good to have a little role model. And speaking of role models, aren't you a mom of one of my favorite artists who is actually on Lighthouse Sessions?
That was the most amazing segue. You are a goddess.
I'm a chaos goddess. I can pull the patterns out real quick.
Nice. Done.
True or false, madam? This is also journalism. Mm.
Mm-hmm. True.
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 Yeah. Journalism of the heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kenzie, yeah, in my opinion, is such a fantastic person. And you've done a really good job being their mom. Mm. So I was happy to meet them, happy to start working with them. I was very, very happy to meet you at the festival, Hypnagogia.
That was an amazing thing that I can't believe what my girl did.
Yeah.
She blows my mind.
Yeah.
And I have always said I learned more from her than I have learned from my history. She's amazing. You know, it's crazy being a mom who's so in love with their kids. You know, my boys are amazing too. You just haven't met them yet.
Yeah.
But They're righteous dudes.
Right on. And she was a very good teacher as well. I learned a lot from her. But we're moving forward now. And your mom vibes have been off the chart. You were literally Sunshine Bear in Kenzie's production. And so what was Sunshine Bear's role in that production?
Well, it was the third hour, and that represented the third chakra.
Okay.
And so...
Is that the throat?
No, that's the solar plexus.
Solar plexus. Oh, yeah. That's right,
and
yellow.
Yeah, and we focused on abundance.
Okay.
And Caitlin felt I would be... Or Kenzie. Everybody calls her Kenzie. She felt like I would be the best abundant bear she could cast in that role. And I've watched her and her friends... Jair V, I've watched them perform and like get themselves ready, and I've sort of sat back and thought, oh, wouldn't that be great to be involved in that? But I'm letting them have their time. It's, you know, it's my time to be mom and just watch them shine. And to be asked to be in the production of MC Wakes at Hypnagogia, I was so touched. Mm. Yeah, that girl rocks my world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she rocks a lot of people's worlds for sure. Definitely the people who were watching that production, that performance. And, you know, I was also moved by it. My world has been rocked. I also got pulled into the performance and, you know, got to experience not only spectating, but participating and then taking direction from an amazing director, Kenzie. And it's just, you know, like I said, she's a very impactful daughter. And I think that you as a person, as a mother, who reared this wonderful person and two righteous dudes, you know, could totally help a lot of people out there.
I have looked at my life from the very beginning, like I just want to do something that helps people. And I didn't know what that looked like. So I studied in college to be a paralegal and did that for a little bit. And I thought that would be helping people, and it wasn't. Then, you know, having kids, I was 19 when I was pregnant with Christian, my oldest, and you know, that's 28 years ago, and I was an only child, so raising three kids, I really had to define who I was, but it didn't really happen until everybody was grown up and gone out that I really recognized like what my focus has been the whole time.
Which is?
Promoting equality and love and eliminating the suffering. But honestly, I was suffering so much that, I mean, I was in seeking mode by all of, for like 11 years, all I did was talk about how crummy my life was. And, but I had these great kids. And so trying to find myself in all that. It wasn't until I moved past, you know, them living at the house and to sit back and go, I can either sit here on the couch and drink a bottle of wine and watch television and fall asleep every single night.
Yeah.
And get up to, you know, the most I've ever weighed in my life and just living my life through the television. It was so lonely,
yeah,
dark, you know, and that's just programming. It's just like some other person's imagination. So I needed to find my own imagination. Yeah, having the opportunity to do that, I felt like if I could just get up off the couch, then I could find something to do. So I sort of started seeking out activities on YouTube, and And through that...
On the YouTubes?
On the YouTubes. I sort of became an addict. But I learned about painting. And so I decided, okay, the television could be on, but I have to be busy at something if it's going to be on. And not that I wanted it on, but, you know, other people in the household at the moment, they were interested in that.
Okay.
So anyway, moving past all that, it's finding your creativity and learning about... you know, that quiet place, and then starting to listen to who I was.
Yeah.
Mm. And voices, not voices, but just these feelings and words would flow through me that I realize it's just all about love.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Unconditional love. Because there's plenty of other kinds of love, very conditional. So let's, you know, I just want to help people figure out that they don't have to suffer anymore, because it's usually in our ego that, you know, the ego doesn't want to die. And I'm not saying the ego needs to die, because that's not a reality, but certainly quieted. Let's quiet that. And let that other voice come through that says, we are all connected. We're all of the same flesh and the same blood. And I just, I can't bear with people suffering.
Okay.
So.
I feel you. I really do. I'm feeling the emotion in this room, and I'm feeling the earnest. And thank you for being here and reaching out to help as many people as possible. Is it okay if we invite people to join us?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
If anybody wants to call. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, this is an opportunity to call your mom. I think we have like a very universal concept here of, listen, your mama just wants to take care of you. She does. She's watching the YouTube to learn how. You can call in 503-231-8187. We have a mom here to help. And we've also got the YouTubes in the station. We've got access to it with the technology. So if anybody here needs to talk to a mom right now, whether they're going through something great or not so great or just confusing, that's 503-231-8187. And that's the Air Room here in KBOO. This is Lady Monty. We're going to turn the music up for a little bit, take a quick coffee break, and wait for a call. See you shortly. Okay. And we're back. Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty wonderful.
Good. So let's get back to our conversation. What brought you exactly to the place where you're at now? When you came to me about making this segment happen, Call Your Mom, so you could reach out so that you could, girl, nobody needs to explain to me how fun it is to be on the radio. I love this. But it's like, I don't think that's what was exciting you and putting light in your eyes. It was, I could help people like that. That was the emotion I saw.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, how did you come up with that idea to, like, just have a call your mom? Like, what do you want to...
Well, it's been... I'm not going to say a year, but, I don't know, more than half a year. I just wanted to... Like, I don't know, every day I get new ideas and...
Yeah.
And it popped into my head, like, I don't know, eight months ago, maybe. And then... Recently, it got poo-pooed a little bit by a couple people that I just didn't want to deal with it. Okay, poo-poo, that's fine. Plus, I got a whole life I was living, working in, you know, corporate stuff, and and since then I've quit that, and I really started earnestly looking at how am I supposed to really help people. A dear friend of mine we were talking about something completely different, I think, and she stepped up and said, you know, you ought to do a radio show. And I'm like, huh,
yeah,
really? And so you coming into my life through hypnagogia, it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
But being able to help people, that's all I want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's get your resume started. That's what I want to do.
It's an experiment.
Mom skills. Actually, you know what? This is actually, could be a good conversation to start. Because mom's got skills, mad skills. Mm. And I think it's, watching my own mom as I was growing up, single lady, and just hearing all the other moms who babies have for and know these days, like, I don't think that the mom skills translate, you know what I mean? Mm. In the world that actually takes care of things on a reality level, you know what I mean? Like, the mom skills are not valued and translatable into, like, job skills in so many areas.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense. Like, you know what I mean? This doesn't make any sense. And I don't know if you can't guess by the way I think and talk. I'm like, I'm pretty for the equal divide of, like, labor and wealth and things like that. Mm. And I think it's known as socialism. But it's important for me for, like, an entire society's, like, skills and contributions to be recognized and valued. Because we wouldn't be nowhere without the moms. Oh, look. Is that a call in or what's going on? Oh, someone's at the buzzer door. Hello. Come on in. You're fine. I want to take a step towards that world and start putting writing down the skills. That was my first step, making my first resume. That's like, okay, what's gonna, like, call your mom? I got a thing, I gotta call mom. Like, who are you gonna call?
Yeah,
mom. Okay.
Yeah.
What's let's start with skills.
So what does it take to be the mom people think of to call?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's put the objective at the top.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What is the objective? Don't write all this down.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Sorry, I won't.
I'm thinking, being an unconditional listener and just open to anything that's going to come in that moment without judgment.
Okay.
So this is not the objective. Let's go for the objective. Yeah.
I can translate that.
Oh, good.
I'm a good translator.
Good.
Portal, right? Maintain obtain a portal of human experience.
Ooh.
You like that? Yeah. I feel like those words encompass all of it, right?
Hmm.
You, should we say open and maintain or create and maintain? To create and maintain
because,
a portal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maintaining it's going to keep that open for sure.
And we got to create it first.
Yeah.
Okay. Create and maintain a portal of human experience. Okay.
Whew.
Dope.
You are so good.
All right. And now, okay. What's next?
To create and maintain a portal of human experience.
Okay.
So how about just one more word in there?
Okay. What?
A thriving human experience.
Yes. I like that. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking, okay. So here's the thing. Thriving human experience. I like that. Thank you so much for that addition. All right. I love abundance. We all do. But when it's good.
Mm.
We've all heard that phrase before. When it rains, it pours. And sometimes it can be an abundance of bad things. And so I don't mind the word abundance, but I like to specify it, an abundance of, etc. But thriving is a good one. A thrivelihood. That's a great little put them together.
I've been saying I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive.
Yeah, absolutely. And then prosperity, I think, is a great one. Mm. Yeah, prosperity. Yeah.
Well, that is part of abundance for sure. Exactly. But I think an abundance of so many different things.
I'm only one human being. Well, I'll take prosperity and I'll take a thrivelihood. That's all I need.
I really like that word, thrivelihood. I would have never thought of that.
Okay. Thrivelihood. Are you rich in thrivelihood?
Only through the goodness of the people that have brought it to me.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, that's a good thing because we're writing down your qualifications now. We have your objectives. Wait, should we do education or qualifications first? Qualifications.
Okay, qualifications.
Oh, wait,
yes.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. Education comes last.
Okay, and then don't forget experience last.
We're going to have to step it up so we can get through the whole thing. I'll try not to detract from the story.
Girl, we got 40 minutes. All right, qualifications, spelling. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have a nice thrivelihood going on.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
All right. So qualifications. Ooh.
How would you be able to help people who call in, like, and what resources or not necessarily resources, but what reserves of like mom strength and mom energy would you put towards other people's, you know, human experience?
Yeah. So let's just talk about knowing that the love that pours out of me is so abundant.
Okay. Abundance of love. I am writing it all down. Sorry
about
are. That.
Thank you. Yes, silence. So an abundance of love. But what does that love really look like? Because love can come in so many different packages. So we can talk about listening, like really hearing, so that not just so that I can react, but so that it can resonate for a minute and really get that this is a human being having a human need. And what is that need that's not being met? What's the lack? Let's identify the lack. From there, you got to look at the emotions that are. So we have emotions that can sort of mess up with the thrivelihood.
Yeah.
Anyway, so qualifications, listening.
Okay, listen. Sorry for not listening a second ago. I'm still learning.
we're just here for each other.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listening, good qualifications. Oh. Oh my gosh. I have a question, Ma.
Yeah, babe.
What do you do when you do something bad or on accident that hurts someone's feelings?
Me
or anyone.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I think looking at what I've done wrong and how I've had to deal with that is get bigger than my fear. And really embrace the fact that we are all human. This is a human race. Yeah. So having to become vulnerable and get the support that we need to be vulnerable. I mean, I feel like that's what a mom can provide.
Mm.
You know, that's my mom provides.
Mm.
And my grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, I come from a long line of moms.
Aww.
Really, really good ones.
Good. So abundance of love includes listening and support.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about bravery?
Yeah, we all have to be brave.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Here I am.
You're being so brave right now.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when I listen, I don't think it's so much just listening with ears. It's listening with a heart and a heart of acceptance and that unconditional love that we do not see. Let's take the time to see that unconditional love in each other. I'm not here to say that I'm the only one who has this, because I know I'm not.
Yeah.
But when we recognize the power of it, the power that the gratitude and forgiveness unfolding into unconditional love, then we have so much more to share to change the way we are with other human beings. And so ending my own suffering, we're getting way off the resume here, but ending my own suffering caused me to recognize that I am not the only one suffering.
Mm.
There's so many more people suffering. And for me, it started in my head. And I used to apologize for myself all the time. I'd make these amazing meals for my family. Mm-hmm. And I would be serving it and apologizing to them because it wasn't perfect.
Aww.
And I think it was Christian, my oldest boy, who said, "Mom, you have nothing to apologize for."
Mm.
And so I heard him, but it took me a while to process it. And I'm trying to think how long ago that was, maybe 3 years ago or so. And I mean, I could take this evolution of me back maybe 7 or 8 years it started, but I've always been seeking who I am. And we all are. We're all seeking who am I? And I heard the meditation. I wish I could remember like from where. I have a terrible memory, but I am not my mind. I am not even my body. You know, I thought that just blew my mind. I thought, wait a minute, of course I'm my mind. Of course I'm my body.
Then how can you think of your mind and your body at the same time?
Mm.
I think we're more a collection of awareness.
Gaping spirit shaped hole.
That didn't mean to sound like a challenge. That concept I read about in a book, and that was the question, like the character like was asking all the time, and I was like, whoa, what about that question? So it's a good book.
Yeah, I think I didn't take it as a challenge whatsoever. I'm feeling the explosion of like, yes, that, yes, this, yes, that, like it is. So it's this like, as I was thinking, it's a like a spirit shaped hole in my soul that, you know, just I needed to figure out how to fill that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't with stuff anymore, and it wasn't with people anymore. It had to be like, let spirit take that space up. And that's where the you know, like, I'm spirit. We are all spirit.
Yeah.
And once I got that, how expansive that was, I felt like I had to keep discovering and keep discovering how far I could push that spirit. And I don't mean push it in a negative way, but push it bigger, 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 encapsulate. And so in the industry that I used to work in, we were all very, you know, businessy together, and there's card keys to get into doors and being buzzed in and all this, you know, like protectivism. Mm. And I decided that I was going to start being my most loving self even in that industry.
Right.
And I started seeing how easy it was to be with people and let them become who they are with me.
503-231-8187. Oh, look, we're getting a caller right now.
Mm, how nice.
Yes, how nice. Caller, we're coming. I don't know. Maybe I moved too slow. Oh, call back. Call again. Call again. 503-231-8187. We're having a pretty great conversation. So I don't know. You could call in or not. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm having a great time.
Yeah. I mean, even if people wanted to call in and say what they thought about the idea of call your mom. Like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe you think it's not a great idea. I don't know. Maybe you think it is a great idea.
Well, yeah, you know, I think it's a great idea. I think a lot of people have had, you know, notions like this. I wanted to do a call-in show for just to help people, just not necessarily like advice or anything like that, but I don't know. It's kind of like with questions. I don't know. I just want to give them reassurance and stuff like that.
Yeah.
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 It's a harsh world out there these days. And I applaud you. I applaud you, Mama Bear, for using all of that language for good and using it for love intentionally. Because honestly, I think a lot of language gets weaponized these days, and it's coming from maybe a place of protectivism, is what you said. And it looks like exclusivity, but I think there's really just a bunch of scared little compartments walking around the city that need locks and special key cards to get into.
Yeah.
Lordy, lordy. What a metaphor.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that one down later. Lady said it first.
Patent pending.
No, it's well, that's where language can take us, I think, when it's a constant battle. And there has to be a respite, and not just a respite that you get into with a lock and a key. I think that we can have the respite like be kind of like a snowplow, you know what I mean? Like, hey, there's someone over here talking about love and light and like sunshine and like, you know what, fun, whatever, love.
Yeah.
It's like a snowplow of feelings and words.
Very nice.
503-231-8187. If there was someone calling, you can call back. But mostly, I just like hearing new words, too. I was listening to KMHD, the jazz radio, earlier. And it was a really cool program. They were talking about how people get together and, like, jam. And, like, how musical groups start or how musicians. I had the most amazing experience of meeting somebody I completely resonated with. And we went up on stage together for the very first time, like 2 hours later, and did a great performance at Funhouse Lounge.
Oh my gosh.
It was great. I loved it. It was so fun. And the reason we connected at first was like, first he had a cool piece of jewelry, which was a chunky necklace like I wear. And I started talking to him. He's a total cowboy. I grew up with horses and country and like all these things. And he grew up on a ranch. But we were just like really jiving. And then he starts playing guitar upstairs. And as he's, because this was at the Nest, and so it's all original music, and I hadn't signed up. I was just there to see some other friends. But he's all bashful and like, country. Here's the phone. All right, here we go. Cable Air Room. Hello, Cable Air Room. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller. And then what do I do next? Press, hold, hang up. Tell one, tell two. Okay. Hit flashing button twice. There you go. All right. Where is that telephone turntable? Oh my gosh. Caller. Caller, can you hear us? Hello?
Hello?
Caller, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello, caller, can you hear us? Oh, there you are.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in. What's your name?
I'm Kay.
Nice to meet you, Kay. I'm Lady.
I'm Heather.
What did you want to call in about?
Well, I think it's a great idea for a show.
Okay.
I'm a mom, too. I have a 7-year-old.
Oh, that's great.
And I wanted to talk to another mom because I've been struggling with putting myself first. Mm. Because I am the main caretaker and my husband works full-time, so I'm always planning around their schedules.
Mm, yeah.
And it's been really hard to focus on my goals or move freely because I'm kind of tied to supporting what everyone else is doing.
Hi, caller. Are you still holding?
Yeah.
Thanks.
What do you want to do? What's your like fire? What are you feeling?
Well, I'm wondering what the mom has to say because what I want to do is travel and just be free. And I am an artist.
I think I'm in the mirror.
But I feel like I have to get a job now. Like all of my goals are changing because I have this child to take care of, and it's totally different than what my goals were before I had a child. Mm. Which it would be more, I guess, a conventional lifestyle, you know, like get the job, take care of the kid, pay the bills. And
You mean surviving?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I just don't know how to resolve that inner conflict between what I think I want to do and what I have to do as a mother.
So who says they can't be combined? There are traveling families everywhere. And
true. I just want to jump in here and say my plan is to have a family on a sailboat.
Yeah.
Sailboat family. I've seen it happen. It's real.
Yeah, it's real. I think we figure out how much we need to live on. Now, Kay, I heard you. You have a partner. You have somebody else you have to think about in this game. And I hope you don't mind if I call it a game, because we get to move the pieces and we get to play. And the lighter, the more fun we make this life. Let's not get bogged down. And I don't mean to make light of what you're going through and your feelings at all, but first we gotta know what our needs are. You know, there's like 9 essential human needs, and when we're in a relationship, they have 9. They have their 9 and their priorities of the 9, and you do too. So I think it's a matter of, first of all, really being in touch with what are your needs and how long can you continue to, you know, not live your most excellent life. And Kay, it's also about choosing, because with every decision we make, and I think we have like 20,000 thoughts a day. And my friends will tell you I say this all the time. But if we have 20,000 thoughts a day, you know, every 3 seconds we have a new thought. And so as those thoughts are just firing off, we get to choose which ones have importance. And then we have to choose, once we decide which ones are important, we have to decide, are we going to make a decision based on fear, or are we going to make a decision based on love? And it always, every single time I have made a decision based on fear, it fails. So you got to find out, what do you love? And it starts with yourself. And then you start listening to yourself more, taking yourself seriously, asking others to take yourself seriously. People don't know we want to be taken seriously until we let them know that we are serious about ourselves.
You should. I think you're right, Heather. Okay, you should take yourself seriously and write down your needs. Make mm-hmm. a list. I mean, and I've come from a place of where my needs have not been heard, recognized, validated. And through, honestly, you're moving out of the business industry, and I seem to be moving into it a little mm-hmm. bit more, being a little bit more businesslike with my boundaries and my needs. And that's been very healthy for me. And it started with writing it down. Like the first time I did contracts and like legal stuff, I had to figure it all out by myself. I had to be very specific wow. about what's going to happen. All right, here's what I want from this situation. Exactly. Here are the penalties if either party doesn't like follow the agreement. And here's the time, everything you have to figure out. You have to do it. So I think that is one of the most important things you can do, is to write it down. It's a contract you make with yourself that, yes, these are my needs. I agree with these things that are written down. And then looking at the resume of brave moms, bravery, support, and listening, you know, bringing those to the table when you speak with your partner about these changes and needs. I think that sounds like a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still there, Kay?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. We have another caller on the line.
Do you
want to keep talking?
Just for 1 second.
Of course. Yeah.
Kay. I felt like I did a lot of talking, and I just want to check in with you.
Oh.
I want to make sure that you felt heard, because I can talk, and it's really about listening.
You heard me. That was really good advice.
Oh, girl. Thank you. And not just thank you, but thank you for calling in and being a part of this experiment, because this is my first time, you know? I mean, that's not my first time as a mom, but just putting myself out there. And I want to encourage you. It's a big step.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. I wish you the best. I hope we hear good things from you soon. Maybe we'll call in again on the radio if I'm here again, and we can chat about what's transpired.
That'd be great.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Kay. Okay. And now we're gonna do that one. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
We got you. Thank you for holding. Who are we speaking with?
This is Will.
Nice to meet you, Will. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Will.
I know I'm not a mother, and I can never really be, but I have a mother, and she's worked so hard for my well-being, and I gotta say, it's about time that she and any other mother really just took care of themselves.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. You know, big hugs around for everybody.
Well, that's really sweet.
Thank you for your heart. That is beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, maybe a mention for Free Yoga for Adults. I organize on meetup.com. It's free. It's for everybody. Just go on meetup.com and look for Free Yoga for Adults.
I would come see you.
Free yoga. Yeah, I like free yoga. That's a self-care thing.
Right, yeah.
I love that. Thank you for mentioning that.
Kay, if you're still listening, let's meet over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's a park thing happening, I volunteer to do a babysitting gig so the moms can do yoga. I had a babysitter's club business in high school. I read the books.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was more like middle school. And it wasn't really like a club, it was just me.
Awesome for you.
Thanks. All right, thank you, Will.
Bye,
no,
Will.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. What do you think about that? We got two callers on our first show.
I'm so excited.
You did a great job, Mama Bear.
I just am so tickled. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And Will coming in with the assist. He got the yoga.
He waited.
What a gentleman.
Yeah. Oh, golly, that patience pays off.
Yes, it does. Okay. So, do you want to do a little bit instant replay on your conversation with Kay? Like, how do you think it went? Did you relate to what she was going through? And
it's crazy how our lives are so in tune.
Oh yeah.
I know we're not the only ones. In fact, getting in my industry that I was working in, I was not the first person to leave. Other people left before me, and they decided to become who they truly are and not be the computer car driving salesperson who has to go and make appointments and talk about products that don't like change lives.
Right.
Let's make a difference. So Kay wants to travel. Kay wants to be free. I am going to be traveling soon. And I think everybody gets to that place. Like, the answer comes. You put that intention out into the world. You know what you want. And don't confuse the universe.
Oh.
Do not confuse the universe.
I don't know how to soothe. Okay, so thank you, because that's actually a really good tip. Whenever I'm saying things that I want, I have such a bad time pinning it down. Mm. Oh my gosh. I don't know. And then the closer I get to it, I'm like, but wait, it's like a slightly different from that one option. And then I get all confused and I just walk away.
I know what you mean. 20,000 thoughts a day. Which ones do we grab on to?
Yeah.
And then once we do decide, then 20,000 more come the next day. It's we gotta tame ourselves, tame our minds, but be untamed while you're doing it. Like unleash your creativity. I think it starts there.
So did that step, in engaging with your spirituality, did that help you with, taming the 20,000 thoughts a day?
Or, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, because it, my best friend who lives in France, her name's Ruthie, and she was quite a, they call her Queen Ruthie here in Portland. She's quite a gift to our community. And she woke me up in a big way, and we woke each other up. It was great. So finding your tribe, finding who sees you for who you are and never stops being curious about what you have to share. We can get isolated and fade away, and especially with televisions. And I was raised on TV.
Ooh, we're getting another caller.
Someone's
at the door.
At the door.
I get confused with all the lights.
Somebody's knocking. Should I let them in?
Bup, bup, bup. maybe they have cookies. Sorry about that. Interruptions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, ask me another question because I lost my track.
Oh, okay. Sure. Go-to snack.
My go-to snack. I can hardly eat anything anymore, actually. I become allergic to too many things.
Yeah, okay.
And so I guess water I like Kalamata olives.
I love Kalamata olives.
Yeah, anything fermented is great.
That's true. I like fermented fruits and vegetables. What kind of stuff did you feed your kids growing up?
Oh my gosh. Well, I raised my kids on scratch cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We, there's five of us. And out of those, I don't know, I had to teach myself how to cook. Even though I had a great, great grandmother and a great mom who cooked for me, I just didn't pay attention. And so I had to teach myself how to cook. And so I started with biscuits and the recipe out of a cookbook.
Okay.
You know, and now we have the internet. So all the recipes and all this crazy spices from around the world. I mean, aren't we blessed?
Yeah.
We get to explore and
flavors. I love all the flavors.
I know. So we would have these big kind of dinner parties at my house. The kids would invite friends over and we'd have lamb parties. And
I love lamb.
No, not lamb.
Oh.
LAN, like computer game parties.
Oh.
You know, being a mom, you got to say.
What?
The computer games are there, you know. So everybody would be around playing video games and I'd be cooking in the kitchen. And
oh.
We had such fun.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. And Dutch babies and crepes in the morning.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. And pizza parties, we would make everybody have individual pizzas.
All right.
And all the little fixings set up. So, I don't know, it just anything fresh and healthy we could put together.
You are listening to Bread and Roses. We got some members in the air room with us now. They're cool looking, but we don't know who they are. Are you guys Youth Randomonium?
No.
What's your story?
You know the username?
No, I'm so sorry. All right, you know, I'm totally time discombobulated. Welcome to the Super Live Radio Air Room, KBOO Portland.
Super duper live.
Super duper live. I'm not going to stress. Everybody's, what's going to happen?
You're teaching us all, really.
I mean, I'm not going to stress anything at all because, like, I don't know. You know that PewDiePie person?
Yeah.
On YouTube? My friend Ali was showing me their videos. He's like one of the freaking like most popular YouTube stars ever. He has so many followers. And all he started out, he got famous. Now he does like comedy and like stuff, right? He started just playing Halo.
Oh.
On YouTube and doing picture in picture.
Really?
For like hours.
And people love that.
People just like to hang out.
Yeah.
Like, this is what's happening in the air room right now. The lights are low. We got the music going in the background. I have a jar of water. And, you know, some folks just came in the air room, and I got confused about what time it was.
It's good.
Yeah, it's chill. There's nothing at all scary about radio. We're in our 50th anniversary. Lots of people are very comfortable around here. It's super fun. Like, it's also coming up to be fall pledge drive season.
Oh,
yeah. I think that's starting next week. Pretty sure. I'm not, sometime early in September. So yeah, I don't know. I've always wanted people to know how fun and easy it is to come in and just like make content.
Well, I think the thing that I've learned over the time of, you know, social media rising, I realized that I was so busy sending around other people's thoughts.
Mm.
And just regurgitating all this other stuff. And I thought, where is my original content? Who am I?
Uh-huh,
what is my mind? What is my heart? And I now... I'm
adding myself to that mix. You put it in the cipher. Like, yeah. I got YouTube videos about nothing. There's videos of me just throwing my old underwear out.
Are you kidding me?
It's like the second highest view on my channel. It's 30 seconds long.
So I keep thinking that I should start a YouTube channel.
Yes, please.
Really?
Yes, literally anything would be great.
Oh my gosh.
So you could do it from your phone.
Yeah, so it's going to require people Oh. Like interaction. Uh-huh. I need to.
You
like,
get comments sometimes too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
People from like all over the world.
Mm.
It's amazing.
I love people from all over the world. Yeah. You know, in December, I'm going to be in France.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they've asked me to stay. I'm going to go see my best friend and her husband. And
what part of France?
They're in Saint-Cyr-sur-Dordogne.
Is that south?
Yes, it is. Way to go. Yes. Yeah.
I've traveled a lot as well.
You're well traveled.
I'm well traveled.
Lots of experiences.
Yeah. Saint-Tropez, actually. I was in the Voile de Saint-Tropez as a sailboat racer, as a chef on a sailboat.
Ridiculous. Mm. So, yeah, you and I have cooking in.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Build that village. Okay. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I got to get a village.
So I learned about this website called HelpX. And apparently you can put your bio on there, what you like to do. And I like to paint interiors, not spraying, you know, but I like to roll and brush. And I don't particularly, I don't use tape and all that kind of stuff. I like to do it all by hand. So it takes a long, graceful time, you know. Anyway, so you post that on HelpX, who you are and what you like to do. And then you go out and find people who have properties that need your help. And you can stay there for free.
Oh, that's chill.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And you exchange your services for staying there.
HelpX.
Yeah.
Is that H-E-L-P-E-X?
H-E-L-P-X.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. .com.
I'm going to look that up too because I do the travels.
Yeah. It's such a great way to travel and get to know people. And then look, we can do this.
Yeah.
We can talk and love and share.
There's also a Poosh website, P-O-O-S-H.
I'm writing that down.
And Poosh is like you find a project. Like if you're like, so my friend, for example, lives in Key West and has a sailboat, and they were, you know, doing Poosh things for all sorts of stuff. They're like, okay, like you can come live on the boat if you're a chef, or if you have like deck maintenance skills and stuff like that. And like, you come live there and you participate in the construction of the ultimate project.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty cool.
Mm.
We got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, I'm sad.
No, I'm happy. That was a beautiful hour.
Gosh, I wish it could go on and on.
Oh, but we got Hard Knock Radio coming up next.
Oh, good.
Good. That is news, today's news from a hip hop perspective.
Ooh.
And we love sharing the airwaves with everybody. That's the,
yeah,
the switchover. You got to keep it moving. Got to keep it moving. The stagnation is no bueno. Mm. So parting words?
Oh, all right. Here we go. Words that I said earlier, but let's bring it back around. And that is, you got to thrive, not just survive.
Okay.
And you got to fall in love with yourself deeply, madly, crazily fall in love with yourself.
I got that advice on my birthday eve.
Did you? This year?
Yep.
Very
nice. My new friend Natasha, shout out.
Hey, wait, Natasha.
With Natasha? I think it's Natasha.
Sorry, it's very exotic.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, I bet.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you seeing me for who I am.
Anytime.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sight. We're going to have you back if you'd like that.
Oh, you would? Oh, I'm tickled pink. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. This is Lady Monte, Bread and Roses. Thanks again for listening and hanging out with us. We had a couple really cool callers. Will.
Kay and Kay. And Will, yeah.
Up next is going to be Hard Knock Radio. This is KBOO Portland.
In celebration of our 50th anniversary, KBOO is teaming up with the Mississippi Records Music and Film Series. KBOO will be hosting Coal Miner's Daughter on Wednesday, September 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. This film, from 1980, chronicles the life of country singer Loretta Lynn. Sissy Spacek brings sincerity and depth to her portrait of Loretta and does her own singing in the movie, as does Beverly D'Angelo in the role of Patsy Cline. Tommy Lee Jones also delivers one of his best performances. Again, that's Coal Miner's Daughter on Wednesday, September 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter. KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Effect on Thursday and Friday, September 6th and 7th at the University of Oregon White Stag Block in Portland. Effect is a two-day conference that examines the work, culture, and design of social change. This grassroots event featuring stories from multiple marginalized activists, creators, and technologists working towards social change. Again, that's Affect on Thursday and Friday, September 6th and 7th at the University of Oregon, White Stag Block, 70 Northwest Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yeah, 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 what's really going on? This is Boost from the Coup with Hard Knock Radio. You gotta be there.
What up, y'all? It's Aya Sage, a.k.a. Rocky Rivera, and you're listening to Hard Knock Radio. News, views.